From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Fires are burning out of control on a small South Korean island after it was bombarded with a barrage of artillery shells fired by North Korea. At least two South Korean Marines were killed and more than a dozen others injured. South Korea responded with artillery fire and put its fighter jets on high alert. Dwali Saikautau reports most of the residents of the island have been evacuated to shelters.
Eyewitnesses told local media that an estimated 50 shells landed on the island, many on a military base there. A defense ministry official told reporters that the North's attack is an intentional and planned attack, but President Lee Myung-bak is pushing for calm, ordering his cabinet and security officials to ensure the situation does not escalate. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The White House says President Obama was awakened before dawn with word of the clash between North and South Korea. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs is strongly condemning the North Korean attack and is calling on that country to, in his words, halt its belligerent action. The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy grew at a 2.5% annual pace in the third quarter. That's better than an earlier estimate. The main reason for the upgrade, more spending by American consumers, especially on cars and big-ticket items, and gains in U.S. exports. Still, many analysts say the economy is not growing fast enough to drive down the high unemployment rate. President Obama and Vice President Biden visit a Chrysler auto plant in Kokomo, Indiana today. NPR's Don Gagne reports the visit is aimed at showing that the government bailout of the auto industry saved jobs and kept automakers from being liquidated.
Kokomo has been a car town as long as anyone can remember. It was hit hard by the economic downturn and Chrysler and GM's troubles. Unemployment topped 20% last year, but now it's improved to just under 13%. Plants that might have been lost are up and running. That's what Mr. Obama will highlight today when he tours a Chrysler factory. The city is still struggling, but the president, who will be joined by Vice President Biden, will say that federal help to an industry in crisis made a turnaround in Kokomo possible. Don Gagne, NPR News.
A new survey finds that nearly two-thirds of Americans are supportive of the full-body screening machines being used at the nation's airports. Brian Sodergren, who's organizing a boycott of those devices tomorrow, says he's not trying to slow the lines at security checkpoints.
I don't have any desire or intent to slow the system down and really bog people down.
Sodergren says he considers the body scan devices intrusive, but a former official with the National Transportation Safety Board, Peter Geltz, says he thinks the so-called opt-out campaign that's scheduled for tomorrow will fizzle.
I think the overwhelming majority of people are going to go through the check-in procedures without incident, and they're going to get to where they want to go to on time and safely.
Geltz was on CBS's The Early Show. This is NPR News from Washington. A new study shows that one pill every day can prevent most people from getting infected with the virus that causes AIDS. But NPR's Richard Knox reports researchers expect a lot of debate over who should get the anti-HIV pill, partly because it's very expensive.
This is the first time anybody's shown that a pill can prevent HIV infection. The researchers gave the pill to 2,500 men who have sex with men. They were men who didn't use condoms consistently. After more than a year, there were 44% fewer HIV infections among those who took the pill, even when they missed doses. Those who took the pill almost every day had 73% less risk of HIV infection. The pill's success raises difficult questions. Researchers have to figure out if it makes sense to give it to some high-risk people who are not infected yet. It's already sold under the brand name Truvada to treat existing HIV infections, but it's really expensive, around $36 a pill, and that's more than $13,000 a year. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Wet, snowy weather is lingering over the western states today. Thomas Schneekloff, who's director of the Mount Charleston Ski Lodge in Nevada, told KNTV he welcomes the early snowfall.
Last year, it came on Thanksgiving, so it kind of hurt us. This time it's coming a little bit before Thanksgiving, so by the time the kids are out of school, the roads will be clear and safe, and it'll be a great holiday start of the season.
Most of eastern Washington state is bracing for blizzard conditions today as a storm rolls through the region. Hazardous driving conditions expected across much of the state. Blowing snow and slick roads caused problems for commuters yesterday as well. And in temperatures also dipping to the freezing point in Portland, Oregon today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for an